Now taking a look at sports, high school softball and baseball last night, a lot of that was postponed due to wet weather across Western Iowa, and that included the Atlantic scheduled games against St. Albert. But games that were completed last night in softball play, it was ADM over Carroll 11-1. Cam beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-0. Creston was a 10-0 winner over Clarinda. Glenwood won twice over Red Oak 15-5 and 6-0. IKM Manning picked up two wins over Tri-Center 10-0 and 19-1. Lennox beat Wayne 8-6. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 5-4. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Councilman Thomas Jefferson 13-1. Also, Sydney topped Fremont Mills 8-2. It was Sioux City North 4-2 over Councilman Abraham Lincoln. And a winner set was a 10-0 winner over Perry. In high school baseball scores for you last night, it was Audubon beating Riverside 13-1. Glenwood was a double winner, 13-3 over Red Oak and 14-4 once again over Red Oak. Glidden Ralston beat Exira EHK 3-1. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 8-4. Maple Valley Anthon Odo was an 8-3 winner over West Monona. Nottoway Valley beat Adair Casey 7-2. Stanton over Essex 19-9. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 11-0. And West Central Valley was a 7-6 winner over Guthrie Center there in baseball last night. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you here on KJN, Brandon Moss and Johnny Peralta homered against John Lackey, and the St. Louis Cardinals stopped a five-game slide by holding off the Chicago Cubs for a 3-2 victory on Monday night. Aledmys Diaz added an RBI single, and Jaime Garcia pitched into the seventh as the Cardinals got back on track following their first winless homestand of at least two series since 1983. It was their first trip to Wrigley Field since they were eliminated by the Cubs in the NL Division Series last year. Sungwang Ho got to four outs, and Trevor Rosenthal worked a shaky ninth for his 13th save and 15 chances. Catcher Yadier Molina made a great play to throw out rookie Albert Almora Jr. trying to take third on a ball in the dirt, and Jason Hayward popped out with runners on the corners to end the game. Other National League scores, it was Arizona 3-1 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh beat San Francisco 1-0. Colorado 5-3 winner over Miami. The Dodgers beat Washington 4-1. In the American League, it was the White Sox over Boston 3-1 in 10 innings of play. Detroit was an 8-7 winner over Seattle in 12 innings. Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 7-4. Texas was a 4-3 winner over Baltimore. And Houston beat the Angels 10-7. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa over Memphis 5-4, and Colorado Springs beat Omaha 4-2. Those teams meet up again here today. Actually, nope, on the schedule, it's Omaha shifting their attention now to New Orleans, and Iowa will host Nashville, so both those teams at home here today. Those are 7:05 start times. At the College World Series, pinch hitter Ryan Cumberland's two-run single broke a tie, and Noah Davis and Kyle Nelson combined to hold down number 3 national seed Miami's offense in UC Santa Barbara's 5-3 victory in a College World Series elimination game Monday. The Gauchos kept their first CWS appearance going and will play Wednesday against the loser of Monday night's game between Oklahoma State and Arizona. The Hurricanes went 0-2 for only the second time in their 25 CWS appearances. Their other 2-and-out was in 1979. Santa Barbara struck for 4 runs after a 1-hour, 2-minute rain delay in the 6th inning. Cumberland made it 3-1 with his 1-out single down the first base line, and the Gauchos used back-to-back squeeze plays for 2 more runs. Miami opened the scoring on Zach Collins' 16th homer of the season in the 1st inning off of Davis, and the Gauchos' J.J. Muno singled in the tying run in the bottom half off Danny Garcia. In other CWS action last night, it was Tyler Buffett limiting Arizona to 3 hits over 8 innings, and Oklahoma State took command of its bracket in the College World Series with a 1-0 victory on Monday night. The Cowboys, who beat UC Santa Barbara by the same score on Saturday, became the first team in the CWS's 70 years to win back-to-back 1-0 games. Buffett allowed 3 singles in the first 5 innings, walked 2, and struck out 6. Trey Cobb took over in the 9th and earned his 6th save. Oklahoma State scored in the 4th when Donnie Walton doubled and came home on Garrett Binge's single. Otherwise, Buffett and Arizona starter Bobby Dalbec matched zeros through 8 innings in the same way the Cowboys' Thomas Hatch did with UC Santa Barbara's Shane Bieber on Saturday. The Cowboys on Friday can clinch a spot in next week's finals with a win. Arizona plays UC Santa Barbara in an elimination game on Wednesday. And also in other sporting news, the newly crowned NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers were welcomed back by thousands of cheering fans at the airport yesterday. The biggest cheer was for LeBron James, who carried the Larry O'Brien Championship trophy off the plane over his head. The four-time MVP paraded the trophy around the perimeter of the parking lot so fans behind the chain-link fences could see it. Following Sunday night's game in Oakland, the team flew to Las Vegas for an evening of partying. They arrived back in Cleveland early yesterday afternoon. The city will stage a victory parade Wednesday. It's unclear if the home of the Cavs, Quicken Loan Arena, will be available to the team, as it will be the site of next month's Republican National Convention, and preparations for that are already underway. The seventh game of the NBA Finals between Cleveland and Golden State drew the highest television rating for the NBA Finals since Michael Jordan's last championship. Cleveland's tense 93-89 win on Sunday night to capture the city's first title in more than a half century averaged a 15.7 rating and nearly 30.8 million viewers on ABC. ESPN said that both numbers are the best since Game 6 of the 1998 NBA Finals, when Jordan's Bulls clinched their sixth ring. And also in other news, the Kansas City Chiefs safety Eric Berry has won the George Halas Award for overcoming adversity to succeed. The Professional Football Writers of America honored Berry on Monday. Berry, the AP's comeback player of the year, overcame a diagnosis of Hodgkin lymphoma in late 2014 to return to the field and have an all-pro season in 2015. The 47th Halas Award winner, Berry is the first member of the Chiefs to receive the honor. He underwent six rounds of chemotherapy treatment from December 10th of 2014 until May 13th, 2015. Berry was declared cancer-free last June 22nd, and he was on the field for the first training camp practice July 29th. Berry returned to the starting lineup in Week 2 and was third on the team with 61 tackles and had a pair of interceptions. Let's look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN. Sports brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.